Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1760. Is it better to do a full body workout or split routine? By Christian Finn of muscleevo.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to a new week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Is it better to do a full body workout or split routine? By Christian Finn of muscleevo.net. If you're on a mission to gain as much muscle as you can in the shortest time possible, should you choose a full body workout or a split routine? Which works best? In general, someone who's relatively new to lifting weights and wants to train 2 to 3 days per week would be better off with a full body workout. But if you've moved past the beginner stages of training and you've got both the time and motivation to train 4 to 6 days a week, some kind of split routine would be the way to go. Let's take a closer look at the pros and cons of both approaches so you can choose a training program that's right for you. What's a full body workout? A full body workout means training all the major body parts, chest, back, shoulders, arms, and legs, in a single workout. Most training programs that use full body workouts are done 2 to 3 times a week, with each workout typically separated by at least 1 full day of rest. What's a split routine? With a split routine, rather than hitting all the major muscle groups in a single workout, you work different areas of the body on different days. On day 1, you might train your chest, shoulders, and triceps. Day 2 is back and biceps, with day 3 reserved for legs. A split routine is usually performed 4 to 6 days a week, with the body separated into 2 or more different regions. Full body workout versus split routine. Which is better? Because there are so many different ways to set up a split routine, it's impossible to say that a full body workout is better than a split routine, or vice versa. The suitability of any given training routine for you, be it one based on full body workouts or some kind of split routine, depends on a number of factors. Let's take a closer look at each one. How often can you train? A training program is only effective if you actually do it. There's no point starting out on a split routine that involves lifting weights 6 days a week if you only have the time or the inclination to train 3 times a week. How much time can you spend in the gym? If you can train 4 days a week, your workouts are going to take longer than they would if you were lifting weights 5 or 6 times per week. If you're training 5 days a week, for example, you might be able to get each training session done in 45 minutes. Compressing the same amount of work into 3 training sessions means that each one is going to take 75 minutes, which may not fit your schedule. Some people find it easier to stick to a training program that involves shorter, more frequent workouts. Others prefer longer, less frequent training sessions. How much work do you need in each of those workouts to stimulate muscle growth? If you're new to lifting weights, muscle growth tends to happen relatively quickly, and it's often possible to generate significant gains in muscle mass with a relatively low volume of strength training. But as the weeks and months go by, the rate at which additional muscle tissue is acquired tends to slow down. That is, training your whole body 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday may have been an effective way to build muscle when you were starting out, but there'll come a point when the gains slow down, or even grind to a halt completely. Once you get to that point, chances are you'll need to ramp up the amount of training you're doing if you want to continue making progress. What's more, not everyone responds to an identical training program in the same predictable way. Person A may need a greater volume of training than person B to stimulate the same amount of muscle growth. In practical terms, this means longer and/or more frequent workouts to make similar gains. How often should you train each muscle? You want to hit each muscle group at least twice every 7 days, which you can do with both whole body workouts and split routines. However, if you want to hit each muscle group twice a week, you can do that with just 2 full body workouts. A split routine, on the other hand, requires at least 4. That's all well and good if you can train 4 days a week on a regular basis, but not everyone is in that position. If time constraints mean you can make it to the gym on a consistent basis 2 to 3 days a week, then go with a full body workout. But if you're able to train 4 to 6 days a week, then some kind of split routine will likely give you better results. How many sets per muscle group? To maximize your rate of muscular growth, aim for somewhere between 10 and 20 hard sets per muscle group per week. Again, you can achieve that with both a split routine and a full body workout. But with a split routine, the potential is there to do more sets as the work is spread across 4 to 6 workouts rather than 2 to 3. Final thoughts. Overall, there are pros and cons to both full body workouts and split routines. Both have their place at different times and for different people. In general, someone who's relatively new to lifting weights and wants to train 2 to 3 days per week would be better off with a routine incorporating full body workouts. But if you're able to train 3 to 6 times a week, the number of effective training routines on the menu becomes that much larger. Training more often means that you can divide your body into 2 or more separate compartments and still hit each muscle group at least twice a week. For someone that's moved beyond the beginner stages of training and has both the time and motivation to train 4 to 6 days a week, some kind of split routine would be the way to go. As long as your workout routine hits each muscle group with the right frequency and volume, meaning total number of hard sets per muscle group in both a single training session and over a 7-day period, then it's going to be an effective one. You just listened to the post titled, "Is it better to do a full body workout or split routine?" by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As today's author Christian said, for beginners, full body workouts are often recommended. In fact, that's the stance of the American College of Sports Medicine too. In fact, the American College of Sports Medicine says that when you're new to strength training, it may not be best to focus on isolation exercises or worry about split routines. Isn't that what many of us end up doing when we start out? I know when I first started getting into weight training, my friend and I only focused on performing heavy bench presses. We skipped legs, shoulders, the back, abs, everything else. Instead, we should have been performing full body workouts with at least 1 set per muscle group and aiming for 10 to 20 repetitions each set. And as today's author mentioned, once you get more experienced and can possibly dedicate more days to resistance training, you can start mixing things up and performing split body routines and isolation exercises. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.